mind and reason. We need to learn to reduce our reasoning bar so that it does not take too much to convince us as you develop in the Lord Jesus Christ. That way you are not fragile and certainly not driven by every wind of doctrine. It does not make you a fool to simply say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." He that fears the Lord will automatically be excused of both extremes. There are some things that you will do only because your spirit brings them to your memory. He sparks them on the front of your mind. God is somewhat the same, and those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. God commanded us to be faithful and multiply and increase in number. Well, there are things that come from you and some that come to you. Therefore, there is a major part of prosperity that does not depend totally or absolutely on you, but on God. For promotion does not come from angles, but from above. God should not and does not talk to you to entertain you. We are where his thoughts are far too superior in wholeness and quantity and quality to be absorbed and rethought by men. So he must be specific to us and our needs in the disclosure of thoughts, pious and awareness. We only should prepare for what God is about to do when he talks to us. In this way, we do not resort to pomposity, which knowledge and no actualization brings. Science is the art of walking with nature, human interrogating and cooperation with natural laws, and that alone. God's kingdom is the only place you don't need a company to hire staff. God sees your labor of love. Payment is given, therefore, before payday, so that the payday is not about payments, but privileges.